You must put a proper value on your Christian Science work if you expect Immortal Mind to do so. You must decide what you will do. This discernment of aggressive mental suggestion never injures anyone. Mrs. Eddy speaks of this discernment as, quote, the penetration of soul, close quote, wherewith we, quote, search the secret chambers of sense, close quote. She never knew a student who fully understood this. It requires the same spiritualization of thought to discern and uncover mesmeric suggestion and its nothingness as it does to discern the divine reality and its allness. Sometimes you have to carry the same discernment even higher to uncover the error, the suggestion, than you do to uncover the divine reality. Quote, love will finally mark the hour of harmony, and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit. Close quote. Science and Health, 96, 4-5. Would it help an official, or ex-official of a church, or anyone at all, to be recognized as the Christ consciousness? Would our recognition of them do much if we could discern their face as the face of God? Would it hasten their discernment and the uncovering of error, the mesmeric suggestion that claimed to be mesmerizing them and others, and so shorten these days of mesmerism? That to which Jesus referred when he said that the days of mesmerism, hypnotism, should be shortened by the elect? Jesus said that unless they were shortened, no flesh would be saved. This can only be done as Christian scientists maintain their balance as the Christ consciousness over aggressive mental suggestions that would mesmerize them, seeing those who are practicing these suggestions as having really the face of God. Don't let aggressive mental suggestions disturb your thinking until your thinking objectifies itself in some discordant phenomena. The human sense must ask for this uncovering of the aggressive mental suggestion. The aggressive mental suggestion that tries to hide from the Christ consciousness seems to require an asking for the uncovering. So, diagnose your own case. Materia Medica only adds more mesmeric suggestions. Healing will be permanent when you uncover the specific mesmeric suggestion that is claiming to mesmerize the Christ consciousness. So, handling mesmeric suggestions or aggressive mental suggestions amounts to this. First, it means discerning its falsity. Second, discerning its powerlessness to mesmerize you from keeping your balance. Third, discerning the divine counter-reality, the spiritual fact, which proves the nothingness of the mesmeric suggestion. It was Jesus' mission to bear witness to the truth. This he did and stirred up error. Our mission is to know the nothingness of the errors stirred up by science in order to prove the allness of truth. Divine science has completely uncovered the world's errors. Now it is the mission of every Christian scientist to discern and demonstrate for himself, individually, as the Christ consciousness, the powerlessness of any aggressive mental suggestion to mesmerize him, and to demonstrate his ability to maintain his Christ consciousness, to keep his balance uninfluenced by aggressive mental suggestion. This is the demand of divine science. The ability to do this is required by the English Navy today. All those in the service are required to be able to detect mesmerism and to defend themselves from it. Wise, is it not? Because everything in mortal mind is carried on by means of aggressive mental suggestion. Listening to aggressive mental suggestion, even unconsciously, tends to dupe and stupefy thought, to make one feel indifferent to things in general, negative, sleepy, weary. In this way, the Navy students are shown how to detect a suggestion that is trying to mesmerize them. They are taught to thwart an effort to mesmerize them by turning their thought away at once from aggressive mental suggestion to something they know to be true, even if it is only the multiplication table. They are trained never to go to sleep until the mesmerism is broken, and never to yield to suggestion. But the human method, though it patterns the divine, does not go to the extent of discerning the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion through the divine unfoldment of spiritual reality. If this must be done in human affairs, much more must the Christian Scientist recognize the necessity of maintaining his Christ consciousness in the face of all sense testimony. He must maintain the Christ consciousness in the face of every mesmeric suggestion, break the mesmerism by turning from it and holding fast to what he knows to be true. True about what? True about the spiritual idea that reverses mental suggestion. Turn away from the suggestion to the spiritual reality. This will heal instantly. Break the mesmerism for both practitioner and patient. Christian Scientists are the cause of Christian Science, and what they are doing, the cause is doing. Break the mesmerism. Malpractice is always by way of aggressive mental suggestion. These suggestions are false, ungrounded. They cannot mesmerize you or anybody. Discern the divine fact or spiritual reality. Discern the glory of Christian Science. The suggestion that might be assailing you so aggressively might be some undestroyed quality in your thinking, known or unknown, some longing or fear, which truth and love, as they unfold in your thinking, have brought to the surface in order to deliver you from these destroying beliefs or qualities of thought. Just as ideas exist in the infinite mind, and as infinite mind, abstractly or subjectively, before they are unfolded consciously, objectively, or as concrete ideas, also in the same way, these mesmeric beliefs that have been latent in your thinking, unknown, become aggressive and more apparent to you as truth and love unfold in your thinking. Truth brings them to the surface and uncovers them to you until their nothingness in divine science, in the light of unfolding truth and love, appears. The more aggressive these suggestions, the more mesmeric they seem to be. Your highest unfoldment of truth and love reveals the perfect reality about that of which the suggestion is only a suggestion, until the mesmerism melts away in the presence of the unfoldment. If you will not go to sleep until you have broken the mesmerism, you will be worth much more to the cause of Christian Science than the man in the Navy is to his country. There is no mesmeric power. Truth and love, unfolding in you as your own consciousness, is doing all. Listening to aggressive mental suggestion is all there is to malpractice, and all the malpractice there is. The suggestion cannot do anything to you or to anybody. It is what you do to it that counts. And listening to it, consenting to it, instead of turning away from it to the spiritual fact that you know to be true, is a claim of lack of loyalty to the cause, the Christ consciousness, and your own true being. I think Luke 4, 1-15 covers all the aggressive mental suggestions that could ever assail you. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, the spiritual unfoldment of truth and love, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The wonderful unfoldment of truth and love, uncovered in his consciousness and brought to the surface every quality of thought that could claim to be used by aggressive mental suggestion to tempt him. Qualities of thought undestroyed, over which he had not yet demonstrated his resurrection or ascension. Would these temptations have come to him had there not been qualities of thought undestroyed through which aggressive mental suggestion would seek to mesmerize him? Do not murmur or grieve or feel self-pity or discouragement over the need for uncovering and destroying deeper errors. Rather, rejoice that the good work goes on, and that it is because truth and love are unfolding in and as your consciousness that these aggressive mental suggestions are being uncovered, not only in your own consciousness, but in the universal consciousness as well. Stand the test of being mesmerized by any suggestion that claims to be uncovered in universal consciousness as well as your own. Working it out in your own consciousness, you are helping to work it out universally. Your unfoldment is delivering you, if you are as faithful to it as was Jesus to the Christ consciousness. It is working out your own day of glory. The purpose of the wrong suggestion is to keep Christian Scientists from being loyal to their unfoldment of truth and love, and so make them destroy the Christian Science movement. Because Christian Scientists are the Christian Science movement.